Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim May joining us in 20 minutes for help you get ready for the college football season ahead. And I want to talk about that indoor golf league with him too, because I'm fascinated by this. And Tim's going to have some thoughts on this whole idea. But I'm getting yelled at right now. I'm getting it from a lot of different directions. People are yelling at me. They're not happy. I have upset the locals on the Josh Naylor part of this. And to brief you, it's like, okay, the analytical side of my brain kicks in and goes, all right, you're 1 year away from a contract extension. You're going to have to pay him a decent amount of dough. This team doesn't want to pay him a decent amount of dough from what it seems like. So take a guy with a 2.2 wins above replacement and swap him out for a guy who's a 3-win player because of his defense. Again, through Fangraphs, I know we're not going to – Sports Talk Radio is not the place to be yelling about the difference between Baseball Reference War and Fangraphs War. That's for message boards for people who are listening to this to sit there and want to give wedgies to everybody who is putting in and proceed to put up the flagpole. So I get this, okay? The analytical side of my brain goes, you know, they honestly may have upgraded by bringing in 38-year-old Carlos Santana. But the non-analytical side, the fan side of my brain kicks in and goes, Josh Naylor's fun. I liked watching him play baseball. He was a hefty fellow who was very, very rambunctious. And he threw things, and he rocked the baby to the Yankees, and he did that, and I love that. And I love anybody who's basically telling the Yankees to go kick rocks barefoot. I love every last bit of that. That's what I'm here for. And so I get it. I understand where the organization is coming from, but it still sucks. That's where I land. Like, this stinks, but I get it. And it's a bad place to be, and it's a bad place to live life. And so, Alex in a car, welcome to the program, man.
Well, I think what the Guardians have done with Naylor and Jimenez is just emblematic of what they've forced on the fans the last 15 years. I think the guys, Antonetti, Chernoff, those guys are geniuses with what they have to work with. But when, according to the Forbes magazine and a Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. the ownership is the fourth wealthiest ownership in baseball, and when you draw 2.3 million fans and you make a deep playoff run and you get rebate money from the TV deal that went down mm-hmm. and all the increased revenue, and you essentially make a sideways move despite the fact that you were in the ALCS, because you tell us, well, we're a small market team, we don't have the revenue. That just doesn't, it's not borne out by the facts. So I think the Dolan family basically takes the position, we're going to spend a little bit of money. And by the way, we're always third or fourth lowest, if not lowest, in payroll every year. They just won't invest money. And we don't expect them to spend like the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Right.
But you know what? if you spend in the top 15, you could probably sign Teoscar Hernandez.
Don't do it to me, Ox.
You could probably re-sign Kwan, because we all know in a few years they're going to tell us they can't afford Kwan anymore. And, you know, it's just frustrating because the entire premise they sell us is they don't have the money and they have to make these decisions. And it's just a false premise. And shame on them, because they told us they'd spend money if we showed up, and they drew 2.3 million fans last year. And it's just, we're tired of it. Yeah, we appreciate competitive baseball, but that seems to be their World Series. If they make the postseason, they believe they've done their job. And I'll hang up because I've been going for a while. But
no, you're making sense, dude.
Spending a little bit of extra money. I mean, last year, the Minnesota Twins, I think they were ninth in payroll. And certainly, they're not run as well as we are. But could you imagine if Chris Antonetti at least had that type of budget?
What
they could do?
Alex, I have said forever, and I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much, and a very happy new year to you. Look, everything he says makes sense. And I get that. I get everything that he said. I really do. I have screamed forever that there is no reason why this team can't be 16th in payroll. That this team can't be 17th in payroll. Somewhere in between there, where they can properly compensate guys that they see as cornerstones and not turn this into the 7-year developmental league or the 6-year or the 5-year developmental league before they move on to these guys, especially when they get guys who are cornerstones. And they did that with a Jose Ramirez, and I pat them on the back for it, and I thank them for doing that one. But Alex is right. I would be, if you want to get some goodwill back and the goodwill that you got from that ALCS run, I would stick a long-term contract in front of Stephen Kwan. I would debate some kind of long-term contract with Brian Rocchio. And I know some people are 50-50 on that one, and I'm willing to listen if you're like, okay, I want to see it for another year before I do this. I have been a Rocchio honk for a good period of time, so some of that is playing into this. I get it. I wish that was the case. I want it to be the case. I want to put the pressure on them for that to be the case. I loved this ALCS run. It was awesome. It was so much fun. It was great having playoff baseball. That joint was jumping. The Jenkenzie Noel home run will go down as the loudest I have ever heard that place, followed closely by the David Fry home run. Like, it was unbelievable how loud that joint got, which will also go up there with Rafa's call of that and Brian Anderson's call of that, the play-by-play Brian Anderson's call of that as well. I mean, it just... those moments I will never get back, and they're phenomenal. And I want them to behave differently than they do. And I loved watching Josh Naylor play baseball. But the analytical side of my brain continues to overrule the part that's like, he's really fun. There's the other part of my brain that comes in. You know, it's like Deadpool, man. It's the other side of my brain that then comes in and goes, now you realize he was a below-average defender who did not exactly draw walks and wasn't exactly slugging at the level that you wanted him to outside of a hot first half. Like, that part of my brain then kicks in. It is just like, hey, guy who had fun, you know what's also fun? Winning. You know what helps you win more? Carlos Santana. Like, that's the argument that currently is going on in there. Greg in North Canton, how are you, man?
Yeah, that's the problem with Naylor. This is his 15th, so everyone must have figured this out.
I know.
He hit 24 home runs before the All-Star break, and boy, watching him with the in the playoffs, what did he have? He had three RBIs in the entire postseason.
I don't want you to totally lose your lunch, but I can read this to you if you want. He was .252 with a .256 on base and a .275 slug with 10 Ks and 2 walks.
I mean, that's just, and some of it was, you know, I guess if you're going to go to that point now, obviously the Santana thing is just to give Manzardo some breathing room so he doesn't have to worry about first base. That's what that is. And besides, I don't know how he wanted to go glove, but now you can let Manzardo DH and just get his feet wet. That's been a problem with the Rooks.
Right, and you brought in a guy in Santana who's a metronome. I mean, he's played over 150 games 9 times in his career. He's a top 5 defensive first baseman. He's going to give you a 320 on base, and he's going to hit 23 out. Like you
and
can
I think the thing is, what people aren't understanding is our pitching, we don't know what we have. We don't know what's up with Tristan McKenzie. We don't know if he's ever going to pitch again. And what these guys were getting in free agency, I mean, if Alex Cobb is getting $17 million, I mean, I guess you'll take a flyer on anybody, any second and third guys. We could not live with the 5-5 next year. I mean, this whole baseball pitching chaos of having guys pitch two innings and have 9 pitching changes is not sustainable.
Greg, I appreciate the call, man. Happy New Year to you. And that's another part of this, is the Guardians clearly looked out and they said, oh my God, you're going to give Matthew Boyd how much? Ooh. You're going to give Alex Cobb what? Sean Manaea's getting $75 million? Huh? Like, you see these things pop up and it makes your head spin, and especially when you've got a pitching lab. I get it from that regard. I just wish, I said it to Anthony when he was in the break. I saw the deal for Gleyber Torres, and I was like, damn, why isn't he playing second base for this ball club? You've got an influx of cash. You got all of these things. Go sign a one-year deal for Gleyber Torres. That's 25 bombs and a decent, you know, decent glove over there at second base. And if the Tigers are playing these waters, why aren't you? Because Mr. I is no longer with us. So they're no longer in the world where they're having to win a World Series before I die. Like, we're operating in a different realm right now. This is where this Guardians team will both frustrate me, and while I feel like to totally go pop culture on you, they will frustrate me, but in the same way, I feel like the Shawshank Redemption, I've been institutionalized, where it's like you look at these walls and you hate them, and then all of a sudden you accept them, and then all of a sudden you rely on these walls. You know, the great quote in that movie from Red. And I feel like some of that has become me with the Guardians and how they operate, is that I've become institutionalized, is that I look at how this team operates and I go, I'm done fighting this fight. They're not going to change. This is how they're going to operate. This is what they do. Why am I banging the table and screaming for Teoscar Hernandez? I mean, years ago, I would bang the table and scream for AJ Pollock. I thought, stick that dude in center field and let's go. You know, not anymore. It's past his prime, but alas, you get the general idea. I love Teoscar. I would have brought Teoscar in last year. I mean, there are so many things that are out there and so many guys that are out there that could better benefit this team that made an ALCS run and just needs that shove, just that one more just hard shove to get them over the line. But I guess this organization looks at it, and maybe I've been institutionalized, and I'm willing to accept it if that is the case. But they look at it as, hey, man, get me in the dance. And then let's see what happens once we get into the dance. Because once I get in the dance, I need 4 hot relievers, 3 hot bats, and 2 hot starters. Maybe that's what they look at. Get me in the dance. And I could get you 4 hot relievers, 3 hot hitters, and 2 hot starters. Maybe that's how they're looking at this. It's not the worst way to look at it, but it's not the way that gets people pumped, especially coming off of a World Series where we watch the Dodgers roll out Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Max Muncy, down the line from there. Yamamoto coming out of there too, and you could watch that Yankee team with those big old boys rolling out and hitting it, you know, and hitting balls way all over the place outside of Aaron Judge, who had his struggles. I don't know. Maybe I've been institutionalized. I wish they had 15th. That would be my dream on the payroll. They're just not. They're going to continue to operate this way. 216-474-0092 at The Sports Feller on Twitter, if you so desire. The legend, Tim May, Letterman Row, next.